This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Here we go. First pitch time, 8:31. And Jeter swings. It's a high drive to left. It is high. It is far. It is gone. Derek Jeter hits a first ball fastball deep in the bleachers in left field. And on the first pitch of the game, the Yankees take a 1-0 lead.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Good morning, campers.
Alan, Jerry. Don't worry, it's only an hour long, and most days it doesn't suck.
Except neither of them are here. Happy Wednesday, home day. I would love it, to do my best Al Dukes impression. Well, hi, good morning. If I'm talking, that means Jerry's not here. Well, he is actually here. He's out in the newsroom. He's preparing to co-host with Boomer this morning. But Al's not here either. That means you got CeeLo and the great Mike Fliegelman who joins me this morning. Good morning, pal.
Good morning, CeeLo. And yeah, no, Jerry's out there. I see him working hard. Al's not here, which is why I'm here a couple hours later than usual. And C-Mac doesn't, you'd think he would notice that his producer was missing for his entire five-hour show.
Maybe, but he figured you just took a day off.
Well, and we talked about it. He just walked by and saw me through the glass and gave me like one of those, like you can see the realization on somebody's face when they know they messed
in,
up.
Right. Yeah. Just as the close of his show is, he's, oh, it's Alan CeeLo. Nope, not so much. Mike Fliegelman. Yes, indeed. And I'll tell you what, much to my surprise, because as Jerry sat down in his chair about 45 minutes ago, he said, by the way, you know you're doing the warm-up with Fleeks today, right? And I was like, nope. And apparently you didn't know either.
No, I had no idea. And it's funny, I did like think of it in passing yesterday while driving. The problem is I think of everything while driving, and then I think, oh, you know, like let me, you know, send off a text when I get home, and then by the time you get home, you forget.
It's gone.
So I thought about it in the car. Never again. And then when you told me, like, by the way, doing the warm-up show with me, I'm like, oh, okay.
And I only told you because Jerry told me, or else I would have been like, where's Al?
Well, listen, we've been here before, where I found out one time at like 4:59. Hey, by the way, this is you, when I'm preparing to, you know, get ready for Boomer to come in and record.
That'd be like when, you know, Craig was here and he used to tell whoever was producing for him, whether it was Al or Lou Gower, he'd be like, hey, just get the president on the phone, will you? Like, it's just very matter of fact. No big deal. In any event, we are here on a Wednesday morning. And let me say first, before we go down another path, and you can chime in as well, I will admit I did not get to see any of this game because I was commuting home from another job. But congrats to Wagner. They get the win. They hold on against Howard last night. First NCAA tournament victory, as you heard from Marco there in the update. So very cool that they will at least live to see another day, except now you got to face North Carolina in Charlotte tomorrow afternoon.
I mean, listen, you would say this is the end of the road for Wagner, but we just saw FDU a year ago knock off Purdue.
Yeah.
North Carolina a little more formidable than Purdue every March. North Carolina knows how to win in the tournament. Purdue does not. But even if it does end tomorrow, great to get the first win in the NCAA tournament. I'm sure the Wagner community had a blast last night. They'll be celebrating today, as they should, for smaller schools to get these kind of opportunities.
Sure.
This is what March in the tournament is all about,
and especially
at least early on.
For them getting this far with just the seven healthy players, which I know has been a storyline as they made their run through the NEC tournament and now getting the victory last night. So very cool for them, and congratulations to the school, the team, the alumni, our buddy Joey Waller, right on down
maybe,
the line.
Maybe they can make a long run and match up with their former head coach in the Final Four. We've seen weird in March before.
That would be fun. That would be fun
And
indeed.
If you think that'll happen, go make the bet on FanDuel. You'll never have to work another day in your life.
That's an excellent point. But we will focus in here in this first segment. I was about coming up on 24 hours ago or so that actually might have been the 9 o'clock segment yesterday. Maybe it was 8. It's really irrelevant. I came in here and set up the whole Taylor Ham egg and cheese story with NYJ Matt and the Mike Williams Jets visit with Jerry and Boomer. And they both looked at me like I had 17 heads. They were just like, okay, who cares? And that became the storyline from yesterday, right on through Mike Williams signing the contract, taking a bite of said sandwich, giving credit to NYJ Matt, and then going to the Nets game where the Nets even picked up on the fun and brought him a bag with a new sandwich, and it just became the theme for the day. Little did we know, a little DoorDash order at whatever time it was in the morning from the Morristown Diner would set the stage for some fun yesterday.
I mean, it was just a moment. The guy, Matt, I don't know his last name, but
is anybody?
Very, very active on Twitter. I've seen his tweets before. Yeah. NYJ Matt, like, he's
big, like 30,000 followers or something.
Right. And he's one of those people. I like this as a Jets fan myself. And this doesn't really exist in the Jet fan community, but he tries to be optimistic while still grounded in reality. Team hasn't made the playoffs in 13 years, but trying to be like optimistic and have some fun with being a football fan. You know, sports supposed to be about fun. So he just sends off this little tweet that starts to, you know, make waves in like the Jets Twitter community.
Picked up some steam quickly.
And you give credit to the Jets social team because they fully embraced it. It blew up. They have Mike Williams as a part of it. Now they're tweeting about it, making jokes about it before he comes in for the meeting or before we know that he's there, before he signs. And then when it's capped off with the video of him taking a bite, giving it his thumbs up. I mean, this is something that it'll be fun for a couple days. Jets fans might remember it, but for this guy, Matt, this is something that, you know, you had some fun with a tweet on Sunday, like a little bit before the visit. This is something we talk about Wagner and how those guys are going to remember last night's win for the rest of their lives. This guy, Matt's going to remember this for the rest of his life. Like, this is whatever, like, iconic, I don't know where, iconic social media moments. Like, I remember the day with the llamas on the run and is it black and blue or gold and yellow?
Oh, yeah.
Like, this was not to that scale. That went almost worldwide. But this is, like, locally and in the sports world. Like, you saw, I mean, SportsCenter, I think ESPN was talking about
this. I mean, it was all over the place.
You talked about it on the morning show.
I did. I mean, right over their heads. Maybe we'll get a little bit more of a reaction to it today. Because, again, it got picked up and ran with. It's too early for me to figure that out. All throughout the day yesterday, and I was kind of tracking it because after I left here, I went to the other job and I had to be locked in on what was going on and Twitter, social media, and I just couldn't believe that it just kept going and going and going to the point where the Jets made the picture of the sandwich their Twitter.
Right, when they put it, I saw that Twitter, 3,000 retweets, and it's, oh, you got 3,000, you guys are going to clear this easy. And when I checked right after they made it, their picture was at 4,000. And of course, you know, this is the Jet fan in me, is as this is going on throughout the day, and people are starting to embrace the sandwich and share it. I'm thinking, I mean, if they don't sign Mike, if he walks out of the building without a deal and ends up signing with the Panthers or the Steelers, it's just another thing in life, breakfast sandwiches, that the Jets are going to ruin. And it's not the guy Matt's fault, but it's the Jets. And then you get the news, just this is something that, from a football standpoint, the Jets haven't done. They've been a team that the last couple of years, all right, this guy's scheduled for a visit after he visits this team, never leaves that team's building. For the Jets to finally be the team, hey, they targeted a guy. They had the first visit. They locked it down. I mean, this is, in the last few days, especially starting Friday with Tyron Smith, this is a couple of days Jets fans are not used to. So they're having the success from an offseason standpoint. Again, doesn't mean anything on the field yet.
Right.
But you're having that success in football terms. And then yesterday, they gave you a real opportunity. A credit to not just NYJ Matt, but the Jets social team for realizing this is something that we can just have a lot of fun with. And everybody, you know, that's what social media, I think, was supposed to be for originally. Everybody just have fun, making jokes. It's harmless. Everybody seems to be in a good mood. And it was that yesterday with the whole sandwich.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
One more thing on that before we get more into the football side of it and what it means for the Jets and the roster and the outlook for the upcoming season. Maybe you can help me with this, being the big Jet fan that you are. So this thing spreads like wildfire, and I was on NYJ Matt's Twitter page this morning just looking at some of the things he retweeted or quote tweeted or whatever you want to call it. What is the Vinny Pasquantino connection to NYJ Matt or the Jets? Like, I looked him up. Okay, Royals first baseman, came up and kind of made a name for himself a little bit, whatever, two seasons ago. I'm like, looked him up. He's from Richmond. He played, I think, college ball in Virginia. Like, how does that? And I checked. It was a verified account with like 20,000 followers. So it seems like the real Kansas City Royal. What the heck is that?
That I have no idea. Somebody's gonna have to tweet it. One of us, and maybe we'll see it before the end of the show. Maybe he's got some kind of family ties to. I mean, you spent some time in Virginia. You're still a New Yorker.
Yeah,
you're a local
fan. That is true. But
maybe
he was like laying roses, basically throwing a bouquet at NYJ Matt's feet. And I'm like, what's the connection here? Maybe a buddy or something?
Maybe
I don't know.
He's a breakfast sandwich guy. I don't know. Maybe it's not even the Jets angle.
Shout out NYJ Matt. If you ever had a Taylor ham, and then he put in parentheses, I say pork roll.
I was waiting the whole time to say that.
Right.
And where we grew up around the same area, pork roll in Manalapan.
See, now, yes, you're right. Now, I never had a strong take on this because I was always a bacon, egg, and cheese guy. I never went the either Taylor ham or pork roll route, so I don't get as worked up about it. Now, if you want to see me fired up, tell me there's not a Central Jersey, which I know I won't have that argument with you because we both grew up in that area.
Listen, but you and I are both, we're not from North Jersey.
That's
and
right.
We are definitely not from South
no
Jersey.
No shot. No
we
shot.
We are Central Jersey.
So anyway, Pasquantino basically chiming in on the sandwich side of things and just giving credit to this NYJ Matt. What a story. Can't believe he got him to sign, blah, 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 blah. So I don't know. It was just wild. A wild story, wild
situation.
That's
how wide-ranging it was. I mean, maybe he just had ESPN on his TV.
I guess.
After whatever workout they did at spring training
very
yesterday. And he saw it and thought this is – like, that's how – it is so fun to see, you know, with all the nonsense we hear about Daly and all the miserable stuff out there, to see something just, like, good-hearted and fun be this viral moment for a day where, you know, it's not everybody's talking about the upcoming election or politics or whatever's going on in the world or even the selection committee completely spitting the bid.
Right.
For a couple hours, it was just, we're talking about a breakfast sandwich and the Jets and a DoorDash order, and it was just fun.
Tremendous. It's what we all live for, right? And by the way, thanks to the selection committee for getting Virginia in there. That was a great watch. I didn't watch it, but, I mean, what a disgrace. Got hammered. What do they have, like 25 points, 28 minutes into the game.
I wrote it down somewhere. They had at one point the last 9:20 of the first half without a point, the last 10 and a half minutes without a field goal.
Brutal.
And it ultimately stretched like over 13 minutes between field goals. You know, normally when there's something that fans have outrage over, a lot of times that team ends up playing a game in the tournament. This is just a selection committee, not all things in sports. And all right, the committee ends up getting validated a little bit. Maybe the fans shouldn't have been screaming. This was not that. This is everybody
and
who
media
was,
too. Because it's a first four game,
and they weren't just bad. They were an abomination.
Like
they were horrible. They have 14 points at halftime of an NCAA tournament game. Like Wagner and Howard looked infinitely better than Virginia did. So to see this team that everybody identified, you know, whether you wanted Seton Hall in or St. John's or Pittsburgh or any team out there, Indiana State for Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, everybody said, well, this Virginia team doesn't belong. And they proved that they had absolutely no business being in that game.
What a bizarre, what is it, 5 years or so they've had, like tournament history-wise, when you consider the game against UMBC.
Well, and that
they
2 years
win the
especially
next year.
Is the weirdest 2 years you could have.
I mean, I get it. And they talked, I guess, after losing last night, that they're going to have to look at their system. I mean, from a viewing standpoint, we know it's like watching paint dry.
Well,
so.
Listen, it's a great theory. You know, the object of basketball is to put the ball into the hoop. And Virginia
<Is it>?
Doesn't put the ball in the hoop. So, you know, it's like a baseball team. If you're not scoring runs, you're averaging one run a game,
can't win.
You might want to look at your system and how you're hitting. Or if you're a football team with an anemic offense, say the New York Jets, almost every year of their history, you might want to look into getting a quarterback, a couple wide receivers, and a running back. Because when the object of the game is to put points on the board and you don't score points, yeah, your system probably needs some work.
Makes it kind of hard. Makes me think back to that. And I'm sure it was taken out of context, but I love, and you can still find it on YouTube from years ago, Trent Dilfer on whatever it was, I don't know if it was Primetime or Countdown or whatever. And he dead serious looks at the camera and goes, you can't lose in the NFL and still win. It's like, okay.
Listen, not wrong.
Yeah, not wrong. maybe a little bit simplistic, but definitely not wrong. In any event, I do want to dive into the football side of the Mike Williams signing with you. We'll do that on the other side. We've got to hit our first break of the show here. We had our fun. We got our sandwich talk out of the way. A little NCAA tournament.
Sandwich.
Sandwich.
I was waiting for that. Now, did Eddie do that all the time yesterday when it first got brought up?
Because when I brought it up to them, they weren't all that interested. It didn't really go anywhere.
I mean, that was any time I hear anything about a sandwich. That's my first thought.
The sandwich, yes. Sandwich. So I'm sure we'll hear that quite a bit throughout the course of the morning. All right, you got, I guess, what do we call it? I'm in for Jerry, you're in for Al. That's really the case. You got CeeLo. What did we call this? Flea-Lo, when we did this right?
That
we had that
right.
One week when we did that in the summer.
We had a couple ideas, but maybe Flea-Lo is what we stuck with.
It didn't quite take
off. It's like 5-6 months ago at this point.
I don't
point.
Think Boomer liked it much, so maybe we just kicked that to the curb and we go with CeeLo and Fleegs, Fleegs and CeeLo. In any event, we're off and running here on a Wednesday morning warm-up on The Fan. Coming right back.